This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 68. Caffeine plus Pandalicious equals a bad idea.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to another episode of the ESH podcast.
Yes, welcome. And Magic has STDs, and that's why she's not here today.
Yeah, she's got a case of the old chlamydia.
She had to go to the free clinic.
Yep, which takes a little bit of an extra drive, which is why she's not here with us now.
But don't worry, she's getting the help that she needs.
Yes, yes. Drugs are good, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So,
you know what else is good?
Our sponsor.
Yeah, Velocity Micro. What do they do, Pandalicious? Tell the people.
They make custom home, like custom-built awesome PCs.
Yes, 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 they do.
They're so bomb-ass.
They are.
Like the balls.
Balls are not so much bomb ass.
I don't know.
Well, it depends on what kind.
I bet if they put balls on their computers, they'd be the balls.
On the computers? Yes. Yes, they would be. But
they'd be bomb ass balls.
Bomb ass balls.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure that I want a visual on that. What I do know is that I love the visuals that I have on my Velocity Micro laptop. It is an amazing mobile machine. It's custom ribbed for my pleasure.
Whoa. Does it vibrate? Go buzz.
When I put DVDs in it, yeah.
Yeah, actually. I know mine too.
But that's because it's just so fast. So, if you need a bomb-ass machine to play your video games on late into the night and early into the morning, check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. You're not going to get a discount, but it's always good to shout out the people that, you know, give you love.
And who knows, maybe down the line, it might get you that 10%.
Very well possibly could, but for right now, you ain't getting shit but a bomb-ass PC.
Sheen. Which is enough with
itself. Exactly,
itself.
That's enough of a hookup for us to give to you people.
Yeah.
I mean, we give you free candy.
Well,
and a hookup. What else do you want from us? What do you want? I've given you all that I have. You want my shoes, too?
Don't take her shoes, guys. She needs the height.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey, it's been a long time since I brought any of that up. I've been a very good panda.
Yeah, up until now, and you had to go and blow your streak.
I know. I'm in that kind of mood today.
I know. That's the only thing that you blow. But let's get to the podcast.
You whore.
No, that would be you.
Not you. Objection.
Objection.
Those are funny things.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't watched Phoenix Wrong stuff, then
Google it. Google Phoenix Wrong right now. Pause the podcast.
Fucking googleit.com.
Pause the podcast right now. Open up a new browser window and fucking Google Phoenix Wrong and watch all of them. Danger. Danger.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, my God. I love that one. That's awesomeness. I love to share the webitude with people. I only have a little bit of business. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, folks. www.electricsisterhood.com or esh.mobi. What's that address again, Panda?
esh.mobi.
How do you spell it?
esh.mobi.
The short address will get you to the long address, just in case you're trying to tell somebody about us while you're slightly inebriated.
But you see, size doesn't matter. Small does the same thing in this instance.
It's not that's the size. Not it's not the size of your URL. It's how you use it.
That's right.
That's a lie. in any event, hit us up on the website, read our stuff, comment to us, let us know what you want to hear about, or if there's something that we're not talking about that you'd like to hear some chicks talk about on the tip of gaming, anime, manga, or generally anything that falls under the category of geekdom or technotainment.
Ooh, I like that one. Technotainment. I like that word.
Yeah, I like that word. I like that word a lot. Technotainment. Yeah.
That's really sexy.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that in, like, vinyl with, like, a horse whip.
Yeah. Ooh, black and red vinyl, too. Like, cherry red.
I just saw the big word, crack! You're like, crack, if, like, the sound, the onomatopoeia sound, yes. Like, flash in my
yes.
mind.
Yes, kind of like the old school Batman TV show with Adam West. We're like, wham!
Pass me the shark repellent!
Oh my gosh. In any event, that's all I have right now for business, so I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, which right now looks like a tongue depressor because I'm a little sick, and I'm just going to kind of put it on the table there.
Ew.
For Bandalicious. It hasn't been used.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, I'm like, ew.
We work in a clean room, motherfucker.
We were sharing bodily fluids last week. We don't need any more this week.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response because it's too easy.
I know.
It's just, it's like you playing t-ball, okay? It's too easy. You got to loft me one. Don't just set it up on a peg because then there's no interest in conquering it.
Sigh. All right. Well, I guess I'll take the mic, the depressor, the tongue depressor of 1,000 truths.
Yes, the tongue depressor of 1,000 truths.
And I think
truths.
I'm going to change it into a big, throbbing daikon.
What the fuck is that?
A daikon?
Yes.
It's a radish. It's a big, white radish.
Why is the radish throbbing?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
You like musicals, right, Ninja?
Absolutely.
Were you a big fan of the Blues Brothers?
Yes. Duh.
Well, then, you know what? I think you're going to like what I talk about today.
Okay.
And it actually has something to do with the big throbbing daikon that I'm talking into.
I don't know. That scares me. Big throbbing daikon. Those words, I'm frightened.
Don't be. Because Nirma Daikon Brothers are, like, awesome.
Oh.
Believe it or not, like I was mentioning, it's musical and it totally has a Blues Brothers theme.
Okay.
Just for the rundown, these two brothers are farmers, daikon farmers. Thus why there are radishes.
Okay.
Their dream is to build a dome where they can sing their songs to the masses, to their fans.
Uh-huh.
Not that yet in the series I have seen anyone pretty much scream how much they love the Daikon Brothers. But they also are kind of thieves. You know, they kind of, you know, they get suckered out of money and they go to get their money, but at the same time steal other money.
Okay, so they're not kind of thieves, they're actual thieves.
They're actual thieves. It kind of turns into like, it's kind of like a reversed Robin Hood theme. You know, they get swindled, they decide to take revenge, and while they're there, they steal other shit. But then at the end of it, you know, the other people who have been swindled also end up coming back for their money. So they never make it with all the money. And it's literally a musical. Like, every other point in the episode, there are songs. And they're catchy. So you have your main guy, Hideki. And I've only watched it in dub right now. I like the music in Japanese better, but I can pick up the lyrics faster, obviously. In English.
Well, duh.
So I've kind of sold out and went dub on this one. You guys
Don't hate on the panda.
But
that's
Greg
my
Ayers,
job.
Greg Ayers does the voice of Hideki, who's the older
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, that's why you like it.
Well, actually, believe it or not, at first you can't tell it's him. You know, because he's done other people like Satoshi from D and Angel.
Right.
And, you know, a whole bunch of other fuckers that I can't remember right now.
Okay,
I know I have like all
D&A Angel and a bunch of other shit.
He's in Spiral also, which is a good series too. But it doesn't sound like him because he actually dropped an octave for it. So he sounded older. You know, and his brother Ichiro, who's actually done by Chris Patton, is actually like a male whore. He works at this host club called Blue Heaven. And yeah, and like, you know, in the first episode, and I hate to give you a synopsis, but to give you an idea of what this series is about, this is the best way for me to do it. You know, Ichiro, who is Chris Patton, is at his host club. And there's this big, flamboyantly gay man who is sitting next to him. You know, and he's all like, Ichi, baby, why weren't you here last week and everything like that? And you think, okay, he's just going to, you know, talk in his ear and whisper sweet nothings and anything.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the big guy's kind of like, I've got your hot dog. You know, and you see and you see his hand go down there. And all of a sudden, they show a picture of a hot dog on a plate. And you see,
and then you see
Ichiro kind of shaking a bit, you know, and the guy is totally jerking him off underneath this table. The big guy is totally jerking off Ichiro, but you don't see him actually, but you could totally tell, you know, and Ichiro has a very monotone voice in the dub, so he's just kind of like, no, stop, no. So, I mean, you're kind of like, what the fuck? You know, and all of a sudden, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, and all of a sudden you start, you know, seeing, like, water come off of the hot dog. like it's like condensation. So it kind of looks like the hot dog is, you know, coming. And then all of a sudden, like, let me get down here. And you see, like, these pair of pants unzip, and then there's, like, a rose. So you're just kind of like, oh dear. You know, and at the end, the big guy's like, I run a record label, bring your band in tomorrow. So, you know, Ichiro goes back to his brother and is like, yo, you know, we have an audition tomorrow. And, you know, just because it's near my Daikon brothers, don't think that it's just these two boys. They have a cousin and her name is Mako. She's 19 and she used to be an idol. And, you know, in English, she actually has this very southern accent. Like, she actually talks, like, in hillbilly and stuff, and actually it's really kind of hard to listen to in English because it makes no sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, in later episodes, Ichiro actually translates for her.
Okay. Because
she gets into a really big fight with this other lady, and, like, they start throwing it back. It's like jive.
Okay.
You know, he's all like, she just said, she's a bitch. Oh, yeah, well, I did your mother. Oh, and, I mean, he goes back and forth, and it's really funny. So, I mean, it's not nearly as random as, say, Excel Saga was, because I know you had a hard time wrapping your brain around
Saga. It hurt my head. It hurt my head very much. And then unraveling my brain and putting it back into my head, that was a bitch.
It's not nearly as random as Excel, but it is indeed random, and it's perky. You know, Hideki has a big crush on Mako, and he wants to marry her, and she's all like, but cousins can't marry.
Yes, they can.
You know, and Mako is in love with Ichiro, but Ichiro wants nothing to do with Mako because he falls in love with a panda, who you meet in the first episode, actually.
Wait, stop.
Yeah, do I need to bring that back?
Yeah, why don't you rewind?
Yeah. All right. Well, Ichiro wants this panda.
Like, meet the panda. Like the animal panda.
It's an actual panda.
Not
it's
somebody in a panda suit.
No, it's an actual panda.
Okay.
And the panda's eating daikons in the first episode, and Hideki's like, hey, stop eating the, you know, and they actually sing a song about how they want to capture it, you know, and Mako at one point sees, you know, this, you know, panda and wants to eat it. And at the end, you know, Ichiro manages to, like, it, like, crawls up Ichiro and, like, lands in his, like, arms, and all of a sudden his eyes get all big and watery, you know, and then, you know, Ichiro's like, he's so soft. Soft. You know, and his brother's like, whoa, dude, I've seen you get those eyes before. He's like, you're like, you want this panda. You know, and he's all like, you can't eat him or you can't sell him. And they're like, oh, well, we can't get in the way of that. And he calls the panda the soft one. And he actually has a song, which if you've come to our site lately, I posted.
Soft. Fluffy, fluffy, panda, pandy. Don't know why you make me randy. When I poke you in my fantasy, I feel like I could cry. They'll say you're an animal. But I'll say you're a mammal just like me. Then we'll be furry through the night. Panda, hold me tight. Fluffy, fluffy, panda, pandy. Go to sleep.
Oh my god, that's the panda song?
That's one of the panda songs. Oh, there are several. And they get more and more explicit as the series goes. Literally, by episode 10, which I have not watched, but in episode 10, because I saw it on YouTube so you can see the song, he wakes up because they actually sleep on a stage. They don't have a house. They sleep on the stage, and where people would sit is where the daikons grow. And, Ichiro rolls over because he hears this noise, and the panda's got its head caught in a fish jar, like a fishbowl.
Right.
You know, so Ichiro's looking, and all he sees is the panda's tail, and butt, wiggling because the panda's trying to get out of the bowl. And, his eyes get all big, and he's
God. Oh. Bestiality is wrong.
And he's all like, fluffy, fluffy, panda, pandy. And it's like, your big tushy's showing, and it looks like a nipple. I have nipples too. And he's like, okay, hold on, I'll focus. Let me get the panda out of the jar first. And he pulls the panda out of the jar. And at one point in one of the other episodes, the panda is trying to save the two brothers.
Why would he not run far, far away from the panda fucker?
Well, because I don't think the panda realizes that Ichiro wants to fuck him. And it is a boy panda, so it's gay bestiality on top of it.
Oh, well, why not?
At this one particular point, the panda tries to save Ichiro and Hideki, and he falls into this, water. And, Ichiro's dressed up like a giant cucumber, and Hideki looks like a giant, what is he? I think he's, lettuce. And, the panda, slips down, and he's on the edge of Ichiro's cucumber suit.
He's
trying to scratch his way up. But because he's in water, he's slipping. And all of a sudden, Ichiro's like, and Hideki's like, holy shit, dude, you're getting off on a panda. And all of a sudden, right at the point of that you think climax would happen, Ichiro grows a million muscles and breaks the tube that they're in. And the edge of his cucumber outfit totally resembles a penis. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, and it really, you cannot be sad when you watch Nerma Daikon.
A cucumber fucking panda?
Well, he doesn't fuck the panda. Well, as far as I know so far, he hasn't fucked the panda. He wants to because he's in love with the panda. And he actually has this big song because Mako's like, but Ichiro, I love you. And he's all like, dear Mako girl, I'll never love you. He's like, you're not furry and you're not algae either. So you're not my type. I'll never love you. Which is really kind of sad because she kind of gets sad. But then Hideki's like, well, I love you. And she's like, and then she, gets over Ichiro really quick.
Well, wants to fuck pandas.
Yes, he does. And he actually has a rival, too. But anyway, this series is random, but it's got a point. It's really funny. And if you're having a really bad day, you could not watch it at all and not, get your spirits lifted among other things. But I'm bumped. And
if you want to fuck pandas like Ichigo wants to fuck pandas, this anime is for
you. This is totally for you. And if you want to marry your cousin, this is for you too. And if you like Dawn Parion or you want it all the time, this series is for you also.
Mako! First you skip band practice, then you're gone 3 all days? I say welcome home.
Hide baby!
Hide baby.
Drink champagne.
Champagne?
On TV, they say the best champagne is Dom Perignon.
This music makes it sound mysterious.
If
golden.
I'm golden.
It's running through my veins. It's sexy.
I'm sexy.
I'll give you growing pain. I want you to buy me.
Holy shit! My eyes are hard!
Baby, just buy it!
And if you're a cop babe who can't rhyme, this series is for you too. And if, what else? And if you're a fish cake, it's for you too.
A fish cake? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, fish cake. I won't explain.
Oh, please, God, don't.
Fish cake thing. But I mean, the songs are catchy. It's really funny. It's bright. It's vibrant. I mean, I kind of love it. Like, I could have strong emotional feelings for this DVD. I mean, I don't think I would screw it.
Well, God,
but, like, I would take it out for, like, ramen and, like, go out on dates with it, I think.
Yeah, that scares me.
It's actually really good. It's by ADV, obviously, because Chris Patton and Greg Ayers and Lucy Christian tend to do a lot of voices for ADV, so that's a dead giveaway right there. And the funny thing is, in dub, all the songs, because in Japanese, you know, like I said, it's a musical, so they're constantly singing.
Uh-huh.
So I think in the Japanese version, they actually do have the people who do the opening and ending songs are actually the voice actors too.
Uh-huh.
So to keep up with that tradition, these three voice actors in Dubville actually sing their songs.
Really?
So they're actually singing.
So Greg Ayers actually has to sing in this.
Yes. Yeah. But you see, if you listen to Beck, if you've watched Beck, he rocks out in Beck 2 and sings in Beck.
I haven't seen Beck. I don't know what Beck is. What the Beck are you talking about?
What the Beck are you talking about? It's another anime, which I'll probably review maybe in the next few weeks when I buy the DVDs. But yes, in Beck, he's a musician, and he sings in this too. But, you know, obviously the word, you know, they couldn't go with the exact, you know, translations from Japanese to English.
So, yeah, I mean, they did. Panda Fucker doesn't translate very well.
You know.
Right.
Anyway, you know.
I didn't say Pandalicious Fucker. I said Panda Fucker.
But they did a very good job
of fucking the panda.
No, singing
about fucking singing. The panda.
Well, Chris Patton did, yes.
Okay.
And the ending song is actually really funny because they're it's not even the same song as at the ending in Japanese. You know, and the three voice actors are actually singing. They're saying thank you very much to, you know, people who bought this DVD. You know, they're like, you know, we're just some actors, and I'm quoting because I've watched it so many times that I can remember this. You know, it's like, we're just some actors getting beer after work just like you. So we can pay our bills thanks to you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very much. Don't go away. Don't go away.
Now you've seen what I think we mean when we say don't think too hard today. And it's true that the things that we do mean a lot to the people we play. But we're just some actors drinking beer after work just like you. We're glad that you bought this. We can pay for our beer. Thanks to you.
Don't shoot me, what up? 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 Very much, very much.
It's really kind of got the same kind of feel. Like, it makes me very jumpy and bouncy, kind of like Lupin does. But Lupin obviously wasn't, you know, musically inclined.
And nor did Lupin the Third ever fuck a panda.
No one has fucked the panda yet.
Yeah, actually, you have funny, to add onto the end of the sentence, yet.
The cop babe, who I had said, if you were a cop babe who couldn't rhyme, you'd like this. Because she's the love rival for the panda. And the thing is about her is, like, she can't even touch the panda without being like, oh, God, you're getting me so hot. Like, it's bad. And at one point, she wants to go on a date with the panda. and she goes and she gets these handcuffs, like really long handcuffs, and she like attaches them to him, you know, and he's just like dangling because she's like, distance is great. We can still have a good time with distance, you know, and like because she can't touch him because she gets really hot.
That's wrong on like so many different levels.
He actually has a song about, you know, why it's not so wrong to have furry love.
Oh, it's like, my God.
People wouldn't think I'm into furry love.
What is it with furries?
I am. You know, and like, yeah. But she leaves the panda for a fish cake. But anyway.
A fish cake.
Yeah, because she takes him out for fishy ramen. And at the end of the meal, like, she empties her ramen and there's nothing in it. And then she looks over in his and there's one fish cake left. And she's staring at it and she gets all blushy and her heart starts to, like, ba-bum, ba-bum. And all of a sudden this big manly voice is all like, hey. And she's all like, oh.
You're kidding.
No, totally not kidding.
Kidding me.
Nope, not kidding at all. Not at all.
That.
But yeah.
It's really
funny. It's, you know, $19.99 at your local Best Buy. I can watch episodes over and over and over again and not find them boring. I'm still trying to memorize all of the songs. And even at one point, you know, when they're going to take on the bad guy, they go to this, like, thrift shop place. And pretty much the sign says, you know, we'll lend you anything except money. And actually, the guy behind the plexiglass, because you never see his face, you just see his shadow, looks a lot like Nabashin from Excel Saga, which is kind of funny. And the only way that he'll lend things out to the Nirmadaikon brothers is if they sing. And they actually have a song. And it's like, hey there, pops. How about a rental, please? Hey there, pops. You gotta gimme, 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 gimme something green, green, for no fee. And you know, and they talk about how they're going after whoever, like, wronged them in the episode. I mean, it's catchy. It is totally catchy. It's almost as catchy as Yata. And please tell me you know what Yata is.
Yeah, I know what Yata is.
Okay. Because it's just that damn catchy. So go catch it.
No.
Don't go away.
Run far away.
So I'm going to take this big throbbing daikon of 1,000 truths and put a panda on it. And give it back to you, Ninja. What are you going to do with it?
I'm not going to touch it because I refuse to touch big throbbing daikon.
It's not pink. It's white.
I said big.
Oh.
Thank you very much. I'm going to take the throbbing daikon of 1,000 truths over there. And I'm going to magically turn it into a PS3 controller.
PS3 controller?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about some Sony stuff today, folks.
Blasphemer.
I'm not a blasphemer.
But I mean, I thought you and Sony were like on the outs because he was all like, bitch, and you were like, word.
Look.
And he was like, fizzle for shizzle, and you were like, no rizzle.
Look, it was more like we went out to dinner.
Did he make you pay for your own meal?
Yeah, I had to go Dutch. I had to pay for my part of the cab, which wound up being back to Sony's place and not mine. And then they tried to handle me like a piece of meat, and I was like, look.
Did he rape you? You can sue.
Sony didn't rape me, but...
You went willingly?
Sony tried.
Sony tried to seduce you?
Sony tried to rape me, and I don't really like it.
Did he at least try to wind you up first?
No, because I had to pay for my own damn dinner, and the shit cost me $600.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
On top of that,
they tried to rape me. I'm like, you don't even get any worse than that. All jokes aside, I've got a couple of things that I want to talk about. First, I want to talk about some of the things that were announced at the Tokyo Game Show this year, which we didn't get to go to because we don't have any money to fly anybody to Japan, even though we got invited, but we couldn't go. Sigh, maybe next year. So I've been just checking out all of the releases that have been sent our way, and things that have been popping up on the internet, and I found a couple of things pretty interesting that I wanted to share just in case you hadn't heard them yet. First up is, there is going to be a PS3 controller with Rumble.
Holy fucktards.
Yeah, if you've read our website last week, you noticed that Evermore kind of did a good news, bad news, good cop, bad cop
kind of thing. Great Thor's hammer!
Yeah. By Grabthar.
Great Poseidon's trident!
By Grabthar's hammer. No.
Great Caesar's ghost!
Are you done now? You got any more?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Great Pandora's box! Okay, now I'm done.
You sure?
Yeah.
Wiggle it. Make sure there's nothing left in there.
I had, like, objects. Dude. I don't think that... Did Athena have an object?
Dude. Wiggle it a couple of times to make sure there's nothing left in there. But if you wiggle it more than twice, you're playing with it.
Oh, no. There's nothing else.
Okay, good. Tapped out? Excellent. So what basically has happened is that developers have pretty much told Sony 6-axis is too much of a pain in the ass to try and code for, get to work right, makes games late, winky winky, and fuck no, they understand DualShock.
They make games late. Are games getting pregnant? Are they not using protection?
They totally should have slapped a condom on before going in for Assassin's Creed. That's
double bag it, man.
All right. Don't be silly. Put a wrapper on your wheelie.
Don't forget your rubber shoes. You're going to enter high water.
Oh, I haven't heard that one in a while. That's
good. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, good times. But basically, developers are like, look, we understand Rumble feature, how to build it in, how to use it to really enhance gameplay. We get that. Don't make us use something that we don't fucking get. And Sony finally went, all right, fuck it, we'll pay. It'll be there. So, as Evermore, to paraphrase, the good news is there is going to be a DualShock 3 controller that will have the Rumble feature that will ship in late spring 2008 with PS3 systems. The bad news is if you already bought a fucking PS3 system and a couple of controllers with DualShock, you're going to have to buy another fucking controller if you want one that actually has the damn Rumble in it.
Good news, new controller. Bad news, your girlfriends will use it more than you.
Oh, snap, because it's true. I'll just run Kratos into a corner and just be sitting there just rumbling. Honey, how come Kratos is just turning around in a circle? Honey? Honey? Oh, honey.
Oh, no. I'll get you a towel.
Yeah. I loved that couch. So I'm both glad to hear that there's going to be a Rumble feature because to me that's one of the things that's always made the few games I've played on the PS3 feel unbalanced to me. Mostly because the controller felt so light because the gyros weren't there to do the Rumble. And there are just some things that I'm become so accustomed now to getting force feedback on when playing an action title that when it's not there, it feels like there's a missing component. And so I think that it's both a smart move by Sony to do this and also kind of a, you know, too little too late.
Oh no, it's just a little too late.
Because...
I grant I don't sing that nearly as good as JoJo does. No, I'm not trying.
Yeah. I mean, because to me, it always seemed like a lame excuse that you couldn't have motion sensing and have force feedback. You could do that on the Wii. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
You know what, honey? I was talking to a friend of mine who just got a Wii, and you know, he's a boy. And he's like, you know, they really should have thought harder on the name. Because, you know, his mother was like, what are you doing up there? And he's like, playing with my Wii.
Ner.
Side note. Ha, 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 ha. Wii. Wiener. Get it? All right.
But seriously. Well, I mean, when I first heard what the official name was going to be for the Nintendo box, I kind of like almost shit myself. I was like, they're playing with me, right? And they're like, no, because the two eyes are supposed to be people playing with people. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's going to suck. I mean, literally, in my brain, that's what I thought, was that they had to come up with clever names in advertising because the system is going to be that bad that they were going to hope on Kitsch to actually sell the thing. So I was terrified. But then...
He was terrified.
I was, because I thought, you know, the code name that they'd been using for the system before it got its official name was Revolution. And that made a whole lot more sense to me. Oh, the Nintendo Revolution. Nice. You know, when Nintendo's going to come back and they're going to revolutionize gaming and they've got this, you know, motion sensing controller. It's revolutionary. I was like, oh, I was on board with that. And then they're like, yeah, Nintendo Wii. And you're like, what?
Wii.
And so I'm like, okay, like Wii, like W-H-E-E, like woo, awesome. And they're like, no, W-I-I. I was like, what?
Are we in like... Nintendo Wii.
I mean, they might as well have called it the Nintendo WTF. Although, according to the sales numbers in Japan, it should actually be the Nintendo FTW, because they're bitch-slapping Sony in Japan, man. They're outselling Wii's 3-1 over the PS3 in Japan. I don't want to say I told you so, but we kind of told you so. Anyway. Part of the reason why I wanted to talk about the controller, especially, because there's a lot of stuff that came out, a lot of announcements that came out of the Tokyo Game Show. EA's pledged their support with Aspire to bring all of their titles to the Mac, which I think is long
overdue.
For all
Mac lovers, the games.
They're coming.
Are coming back.
Yeah, yeah, the games are coming back, people. So
you thought you were being shunned for wanting a slick, hot PC with an Apple on it. Well, now redemption is here. They have learned the errors of their ways, ladies and gentlemen. They have come to the light and brought games back to us Mac users because Mac is the bomb.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to interrupt you because you seem to have, you know, quite the stream of consciousness.
And I had a feeling. Amen. Amen. I had a feeling it was coming. The rapture of Macs has come. That wasn't been passed around. Party effortlessly, like in the Matrix movie.
Zion? We're going down to Zion and throwing the orgy? Are you kidding me?
Apparently
it's EA games. It's just EA games. It's not that, you know, crucial, people.
Oh, well.
It's just the EA stuff.
Okay, we'll start getting in line for the party then, because everyone else is going to hop on the Mac train.
Yeah, that I can follow you. Get on the Mac train line. The Mac party line.
Come on, ride the train. The Mac train. Okay. Wow. Caffeine plus panda equals bad idea.
Yeah, very bad. So I think that that's a great announcement to come out. Final Fantasy, Freaks, more games to come from Square Enix. So much Final Fantasy games, though.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Squeenix is working on a new title that looks kind of interesting. But is not actually a Final Fantasy game. So they want to kind of branch out and have more in the butt.
You did it.
I know. I can't not do it now. If anyone around me goes, what? What? And I'm like, in the butt. I can't not do it. I try to do it underneath my breath, but it still comes out no matter what I do.
Like, what do you want to do, Ninja? Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm going to go over here. Yep.
It's really bad because I say it at work a lot. And they're like, what? I'm like, what in the butt? Anyway.
What? Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I will give you what you need.
Stop it. I got to get through my stuff.
Okay. See, now you got it playing in my mind.
Yes.
Bitch.
Also, keep in mind, people, that by the time you hear this, Halo 3 will be upon us.
I've been drinking game fuel. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, you of all people should not drink game fuel. But look for Xbox Live to crumble to its knees with all of the Haloites jumping on the network to begin.
Is it going to succumb to the power that is Halo?
A master fragmatorium is what
I
want to call it.
I'll frag your ass. Pop, pop, motherfucker. Pop, pop.
And that's pretty much what happens to me when I try to play Halo. So I'm like, all right, I've spawned. I'm going to find a spot, and I'm going to come up here, and oh, shit, I'm dead.
See, that's why you have to work your way up. Play some Counter-Strike, some Unreal Tournament, then go into
Halo. I want to play Halo like everybody else plays Halo.
But you can't because you don't have the experience.
But I want to.
You need to go through the training wheel process, Ninja.
I don't want to.
I don't even play Halo. I haven't even played the first Halo because I'm still, you know, ganking them in freaking Counter-Strike.
Yeah,
I'll shank you, motherfuckers.
Pandalicious says, bring it on, bitches.
And I keep changing my name, so you never know. You might be killed by me. This one time I made my character's name was Dick Cheney in a quail suit. Yeah, I was poning.
That is funniness. That is
so famous. I never play under the same name, so who knows? You may have been killed by me once or twice already.
You may have been ganked by Pandalicious.
I probably shot you in the face, because I tend to like to do that.
See, again, it's like T-ball. I'm just going to leave that alone. But I also want to keep you guys in the loop, just in case you're not, which if you're listening to our show, you are. But just in case you forgot, Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
For the Wii? Did my ears just perk up?
Yeah, they did. Super Smash Brothers Brawl for the Wii. It's around the corner. As is Super Mario Galaxy, folks. Metroid 3, it is out. It is on the system. If you don't have it, buy it. Samus has never rocked so hard. Which brings me to another game that recently came out that I've been playing on my PS3, which is why I talked about the PS3. And the reason why I talked about DualShock 3, because I think that this is something that would make the game better. You know that I've been talking about Heavenly Sword since the moment that it was announced way back when the PS3 was announced.
Back before PS3 was a world formed.
Remember when, you know, PS3 was going to have a bunch of launch titles, and they were going to have, like, all these awesome games, and a couple, you know, weeks after that, they were going to have some even more kick-ass games like Heavenly Sword. Well, Heavenly Sword finally shipped a few weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, actually, now. And finally got my hands on it, because Sony doesn't show us any love, so I actually had to go out and get it my damn self. And I gotta tell you, I'm a little disappointed with the game.
Really?
Let me tell you what I love about it, first of all.
Ooh.
Heavenly Sword is stunning.
Okay? Stunningly beautiful?
It is stunningly beautiful. I mean, the environments, the camera work in the FMVs is phenomenal. Okay, there's probably the only thing that comes close to it is BioShock as far as just its sheer beauty. Okay?
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful fucking game. You'll go through when you're actually choosing what path you want to take, because you can go back after you've completed a level and go back and replay it to try and do better than you did the first time through. Basically what happens is Nariko, the main character, who's basically the female version of Kratos, she'd done been wronged.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's pissed the fuck off.
Uh-oh.
And nobody likes her. Except her daddy and her friend Kai.
Of course.
But her daddy doesn't really like her because he tried to kill her. Alright, so anyway. Oh. Yeah, poor thing. So she stands in the middle of this platform and she's just looking at you for the longest time through the screen, and then she's looking around. And for about 3 minutes, I just stood there and watched as her eyes moved around and caught the light in different ways and watched how her facial movements worked and how her hair flopped around and how she moved when you were selecting your paths, and it was just astonishing. So then I picked my path and the load screen came on, and the load screen I thought was interesting because before I could even get started with the game, I had to tell it was okay to save stuff to my hard drive, and that took a couple of minutes for it to load stuff that it was going to render, I thought, on the hard drive. So I figured I was going to have some pretty low load times.
Right?
I was wrong. The load times on this game suck. Cock. Don't even suck
good
balls.
Cock?
They bad cock.
Bagock?
Bagock. Yeah, they suck.
Bagock?
They're just bad. I mean, I could sit there and basically...
Is it badong? No. Is it bad and wrong?
It's kind of badong, actually, because it's the thing that fucked up the gameplay for me to start with. Oh. So I was like, okay, all right, and we're gonna... No, not yet. All right. It's spinning.
And now we... No.
No. All right. Now I gotta watch a movie. Another movie. Okay, now I get to move. It's like, you've got to get to your dad. And you're like, all right, I see the two ladders. So I go down the ladder, and I go down the ladder, and I get to my dad, and I can hear the armies at the outside of the castle. I'm like, all right, and now we've... another movie.
So wait, are you a princess?
No, we were escaping through the woods. We got pinned down in this, like, Fort Castle-y type place. And then I had to fire and basically keep my family covered using cannonballs while the armies advanced so they could try to, like, escape down the river.
Oh.
Yeah, I sucked at it, because here's the part where it becomes kind of a shooter. Which, okay. I'm usually pretty good at shooters. But unfortunately, they tied the sixth axis into the shooting part. So there's this effect in the game called aftershock or afterthought or after... Yeah, it was an afterthought as far as I'm concerned when they added it onto the game. Because basically what you do is you fire a projectile. And you basically have to then hold down the fire button and you follow your shot. Which is a neat idea. It's been used a couple of times before in games where you fire something off and then in the movie you'd follow where the shot went and be like, oh, I hit you in the eye. Ha ha, fuck you.
Blind the bitch.
Exactly. Put a dick in the eye. All right, anyway.
Dick in the ear. He ain't talking about me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what happens is you have to use the six axis to guide the projectile to its target.
Ooh.
So you fire off a huge cannonball, and there are these catapults coming to you that have what look like three target zones. And it takes forever to get used to guiding your projectile to actually hit the spot because you're tilting the six axis, and unfortunately it is way, way, way too sensitive.
Way too sensitive.
Like, you would tilt it just a little bit and would just fly up into the sky. And you'd be like, no, come back down, son of a bitch. All right, fire again.
Wow.
So there were three of these catapults moving to you, which means you had nine spots you had to hit. Except after you hit three spots, there's one actually in the middle of the device. So you really have to be precise in hitting that. And if you fail, if the catapults get close enough to hit your family, you have to start the section over again, which means... sucky low times all over again.
So the punishment isn't gruesome deaths, but it's reloading again?
Yeah, the punishment in this game isn't so much that you die, but you have to actually sit there and let it reload and let it get a quarter of the way through the movie that starts the sequence before you can skip through it. Thank God you can skip through a sequence once you've been in the sequence and then jump start it again.
That sucks.
So I was kind of pissed off, especially because you'd blow things up. And the explosions look awesome in this game, but there was no rumble feature. So it was like an explosion. It was just kind of like watching fireworks on TV as opposed to being out like on the Esplanade during the 4th and feeling the concussion. I missed it. I was like, all right, well, according to this, I just killed like...
I like to feel a tingling sensation in my hands.
I do when I'm killing things. I like to feel the vibration of their life force draining.
Good vibrations.
And I got nothing. So I'm like, all right, well, I just slaughtered about 750 people, and oh, I got a movie. Okay. Sucksville. So I'm playing through the game, and I'm really hating this afterthought flow-through thing, because there are times where you play through the mission, through the whole game, either as Nariko, or you'll play through pieces as our friend Kai.
And is Kai a boy?
Kai is a girl.
Okay.
With crystal blue eyes. She kind of moves like a cat.
Okay.
She's not a cat, she's a person. As you play through the game, you find out some stuff about Kai, but she's definitely your typical ingenue... You know,
sidekick,
yeah. Well, Kai's only...
Wait, is she like Kaede from Onimusha? In a sense. Like, you play her, like, a little bit?
Yeah.
But not a lot?
But not a lot. But
okay.
Her levels are all shooting levels, so she's got this thing. She calls her basic crossbow Twing Twang, and treats
Tweet
it as like
twang.
Yeah, it's playing a game because it's a double bow crossbow. So when it opens up, it kind of goes twing, and then the other one goes twang. Well, you've got these missions where you've got to like shoot these stupid things only in the head.
Oh, headshot!
Boom!
Headshots!
Yeah, shoot them in the head.
Press A. You don't have time to make a profile.
Yeah, not so much.
Seriously, don't in that game, guys. Yeah. Especially in the Wii version, you have no time.
Yeah, don't. No yeah,
time.
Don't.
You right. have no time. Make your survive.
Yeah. Anywho, so after a while of dying all the time and loading, and I really got pissed off with the game, and I was pretty much gonna just kind of swap it to the side and jump onto something else. And then I went into settings and found that I could actually turn off the six-axis control for the afterthought effect and for combat as well as for camera. So I could force the camera to move by using the L2 and R2 triggers, which is much easier than six-axis. And I could now, with the afterthought or afterwave or aftershock, after whatever, off, I could then fire off a weapon and use the left stick to guide it where it needed to go. So now I'm picking off motherfuckers like crazy.
Awesome.
Made it much easier. So I blew through the first three levels after I turned that off. It's like, oh, much better, because now I can get to the point where I can be Naruto and kick some ass. A lot of the early missions are escort missions, and I hate a preponderance of escort missions, where it's keep this person safe until they reach this point. Keep this person safe from harm until they hit that point. I'm like, okay, fine.
In theory, every game is pretty much an escort quest where you escort your player to the end of the game.
Right, and that I'm fine with. But when I have to take care of other motherfuckers who have dumb AI and walk into the goddamn enemy, so they basically fall on the enemy's sword and it's like, oh, you fail? That pisses me off.
See, I'm used to that because when I played WoW, I had to do escort quests and they were like that too, so I hear ya. What? I'm just saying I can relate to you.
Yes. Yeah. And so I started going out onto the web and hitting magazines to see what people were reviewing the game. And most of the people who review the game are like, oh, it's stunning. And when you play as Kai, the missions are really cool. Which I've done a few missions now as Kai, and they are. They're neat. I mean, there's one where she escapes by doing this acrobatic thing, jumping across a whole area, basically kind of like a Thunderdome, because Naruko is battling underneath, where she just walks across the beams to get to the other side so that she can take her time to load up and make her shot, because Kai's only attack is her crossbow, which if you start freaking out becomes unreliable in close range, and she can't run away that fast. All she can do is basically kind of do an evade move that stuns people, and then she's got to run like a motherfucker to get far away to actually take the time to line up the shots. So Kai dies a lot in my hands before we turned Afterthought on. And I just can't help but think that this game I would be and feel more comfortable with and would probably be a better game, a better experience, closer to a 10 than the 7 that it really honestly is, if it had a DualShock with force feedback as opposed to 6-axis controller. But that's just my 2 cents on it.
So
otherwise,
if you get a strong, Xena and Gabrielle feel on this one.
Oh, she's totally Xena. Totally Xena on it. And Kai is definitely her Gabrielle. Without a doubt.
Without the sex?
Yeah, without the sex. There's definitely more of a I care for you bond than a, you know, I think I eventually want to eat your noonie.
I want to bleep you gently. I want to screw you softly.
Oh, Tenacious D, how we love you.
Yes, we do.
But yeah,
I know. I can, yeah.
So I'm going to give Heavenly Sword a 3 out of 5. My heart really wants to give it a 2.5. But because you can turn off the 6-axis stuff, it does make the game more enjoyable, easier to control as far as actually being able to progress. Because there's nothing more frustrating than you've got people lined up, and because you've moved your wrist just a hair, the arrow now goes flying 30 degrees off of where you set it up. So now your escort mission fails and you have to start the whole thing over again because six axes sucks.
Six assets sucks balls.
It sucks cock. And not even good cock. It's badong. As
like, it sucks gherkin. Not even enough for a good proper sucking. Okay, I stop now.
Yeah, you really need to not drink game fuel ever again.
Panda plus game fuel equals gherkin. Not that I have, you know,
I don't want to talk about it. I really don't. What I do want to say is rent Heavenly Sword before you buy it. No, I'm not saying don't buy it. I'm saying rent it.
I'm saying play it first.
Right.
And take it out on a first date. And if you want a second and third date, then consider making the partnership official.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, kind of go out in a group environment. And then hang out and kind of feel it out. And if you're cool and you're getting a good vibe, then check back in and, you know, make a reservation for a nice quiet dinner for the two of you. But don't just, like, haul off and decide to go to, you know, like, a really nice dinner to begin with. Because you'll shell out, like, $80 and be pissed.
She'll put out and you won't be very happy.
No, you just be kind of like, all right, are you done?
Taking too long. Stop loading.
You're the king.
I don't have all the A.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah. Press circle. Oh, my God. You're the ex-king. Yeah.
Oh, right there. Triangle. Escape. Erase.
Yeah, let's.
Or in our terms, delete.
Exactly. So that's all I've got on Heavenly Sword. If you turn the six axis stuff off, it's a solid 3.5. In all honesty, and if it had Rumble feature, I probably would have given it a 4.5 to a 5. Because I mean, it is a stunning game, and the story is definitely involving. But I won't ruin the story for you. I'll let you find it out on yourselves.
I know who we can give 4 or 5 stars to.
Who?
Our sponsor, silly.
Oh, absolutely. Velocity Micro totally gets 5 stars. Because they make awesome machines. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And even though they have Vista on them, at least it's the best version of Vista to, you know, very if you're going to use it.
If you've got to use Vista, you better get a machine that can run Vista Ultimate, which is what ships on Velocity Micro machines, unless you request otherwise.
Which, see, they suit your needs. If you don't want it, they won't put it on there.
That's the reason why it's a custom machine and not a, you get this machine and this is what comes on it. Oh, you want something different? Yeah, no.
You want a glossy screen? We got your glossy screen. You want Vista? Hasta la vista, baby.
You want dual graphics card and SLI mode? We got that too, motherfuckers. Bring it. Bring it to velocitymicro.com. They can hook you up and tell them that the chicks from the sisterhood sent you.
Yeah.
Because we did. We're telling you right now. Hit them up. You will not be disappointed.
At all.
You also should hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or short address panda?
ESH.mobi.
How do you spell it?
ESH.mobi.
And if you want, you can use the hit us up link and send us an email. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear more, or comment on our posts. We love interacting with you guys. It's a fun little community. Join the hood.
I like interacting with you.
Yeah, you do, but you're a whore. So, I'm just playing, because you don't get paid.
Anyhow, I'm going to
have to call this just about. Except in the water. I don't like the... Anyway, that's another
water
podcast.
Fun. What the fuck are you talking
that's
about?
That's another podcast.
Okay.
Not salt water.
No, I mean real water.
Duh, salt water is real water.
I meant like pool water.
Yeah, that's different. Salt water, not so much.
Wow, Panda is a retard.
Something like that. I don't know. But what I do know is I'm going to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, I think it's just about done.
So what are you going to do with your toast, Panda?
I am going to dress my toast up in Renaissance attire. Because tomorrow, we are going to a friend fair.
Oh, I see. All right.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to take my toast and I'm going to fling it at a picture of Magic's avatar and chicken and see if I can get it to stick.
Oh my god, we should like do a dartboard with Magic's face, but with toast instead of darts.
That would be
so funny. Her face is all buttery from all the toast that she missed out on having because she didn't show up.
Yeah, but that's okay because Magic Mystic has syphilis. And, as always, I'm Ninja Zissa.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Take care, everybody. Mwah.
Don't go away.